the church leaders and the various faith communities have been working on this issue for years now. It's not the first time that they're addressing it, but, you know, the Fiji Council of Churches has just been revived, you know, a few years ago, and it's sort of moving to strengthen its work together. So it's really about the church leaders speaking together with one voice on an issue. That way it strengthens the voice, it strengthens the message, but more importantly, there's a common message so that no matter which faith community or which church you go to, the message is still the same.
And I gather you're using the media pretty widely to get the message across, local television for starters. You're talking to us now plainly, and also YouTube clips, I gather.
Yes, the church leaders have appeared on current affairs news programs. It's not uncommon for churches now to make use of both mainstream and social media, as well as community media. And so the church has commissioned a 30-second and a one-minute commercial, which is appearing on television at the moment. It will start screening in all cinemas around the country, or most of the cinemas around the country, later this week, where they speak out and basically say that gender-based violence and violence in the home is a sin, and they call it a sin.
Well, let's get a flavor of one of those commercials.
Male and female, we are created equally by God in God's image. Our Lord Jesus Christ saves us equally on the cross.
How can we say we are saved if our women and children are not safe?
Violence against women and children is not the way of Christ.
It is a sin.
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 Jesus calls us to love one another.
Our communities of faith must stand together
and resist violence against women and children
in our community and in our home.
Well, the message is pretty clear. You said before, Reverend, that sin is the key word. I don't know how many times it was mentioned in that particular commercial, but clearly you're intent on hammering home that very singular message.
Churches have been working on this issue for a number of years. They've recognized, of course, that there is a need to, one, continue that work, two, engage with the mainstream community, and, three, let people know that often when we talk about gender violence, one of the things is people say, what are the churches doing, the faith communities doing? And most of the communities are actually doing something, which is, but because they're working with their own community, sometimes the general public doesn't know that. And, you know, in a lot of cases in the Pacific, we're addressing issues from a human rights perspective, whether it is, you know, something like gender violence and gender equality, and, you know, the list goes on. But in the Pacific, of course, because we're very spiritual people, it's always important to have a theological or a biblical framing behind or the lens through which we express ourselves. And I think by calling it a sin, just as we're calling climate change a sin as well, it really drives the message home.
Now, we had White Ribbon Day on November the 25th. 5 days prior to that, in Fiji, you had Break the Silence Sunday. And this seems to be another of the themes. I think not just in Fiji, this is common throughout the Pacific. I mean, breaking the silence really is the key, isn't it? Starting a debate, getting people to actually talk about the issue is going to go a long way to solving it, we hope.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we talk about the silence of culture of silence, in the Pacific. And silence is an important thing in terms of respect and listening, but not when it comes to the fact of not letting out the truth and not speaking about these issues. And the Anglican Diocese of Polynesia has been at the forefront of this, working with the Christian Network Palano, which is a women's network, a women's advocacy network within a number of churches. And they've developed and put together the material for Break the Silence Sunday. And they've been doing it since 2013, but this is the first time we tried to get as many churches as possible to, you know, raise the issue and say, you know, these sort of subjects are not tabu. They're not, you know, things that you don't talk about in church. In fact, these are the things that we've got to bring up so that people know that the church is a safe place to come to, and this is a place where we will talk about the issues that affect the lack of an abundant life that we are called to have as Christians.
Whilst driving home this very direct message about linking domestic violence, gender-based violence and sin, is there also an element of forgiveness in this process?
I think so, but justice is very important as well. I think for a lot of the time we've spoken about forgiveness first, and that tends to be an excuse to, you know, go on the side of the perpetrator. And forgiveness is an important thing, of course. That's the Christian, you know, one of the key messages of Christianity is forgiveness, but in the context of love and justice as well. So that's very important, that justice must always be done. And especially we are called to have a preferential view for the marginalized and the vulnerable in our community. As the president of the Methodist Church is also the president of the Fiji Council of Churches, in the ad, he says, how can we say we are saved if we are not safe? And, you know, I think that's the key thing.
And what sort of feedback are you getting from the community, from your own congregation? I mean, is this particular campaign cutting through, do you think?
Yes, I think a lot of people have been waiting to hear the church speak publicly on these things, or for the churches to speak together publicly on these things. And I think that's an important thing to note, that we're getting some very good feedback. Many people, of course, recognize that, you know, for some churches, this is a first step in just talking about it. Some churches are way ahead in this work, and some are just beginning to address this thing. But at least when we speak together, the idea is wherever we are in that journey of addressing gender violence and violence in the family, the point and the fact is that we're all on the same page.